Watson Hall presents. Crown Green. A Cthulhu Eternal Cold War adventure. With Shimon Begg as the GM.
I think the last thing that happened was you just wrapped up dealing with the instance of Putney. Squid on the tracks.
Right. Yes. Though we didn't... I mean, you say dealing with it, we just sat there.
Well, we
That's one possible response to...
We sympathised with the guy who was going gibber.
Yeah.
Big thing.
And we thought we'd laugh if we weren't more involved. Tentacles
like a sack of custard. Yeah.
Yeah, let's face it, you don't want somebody to go twitch, kill them all when they're at the controls of an underground train, so...
Isn't custard one of those non-Newtonian liquid? Wouldn't it? What would it do if you hit it with a train? Would you bounce off?
Turn solid, presumably.
It depends on how solid it is. I mean, how dense it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Clearly, there is only one way to resolve this.
Right.
To the train station!
I was thinking a little model train, but...
It might not scale. It might be like water when you're trying to do...
Never looks right, does it, when you use models?
Yeah.
There is a whole series of photos of that I think it's an Instagram or something dedicated to it, of train sets derailed by cats.
Yes.
I like that.
Has anyone found a suitable alternative fluid for
cats.
Water?
So you can do it if you... It depends whether you actually want your stuff to actually flow. If you don't want it to flow, if you want it to basically be static, resin works really, really well. The only problem is that you have to hoover it every so often because you don't normally have a load of dust on top of your river.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking for like films and stuff.
Well, I think it's all CGIs now, isn't it, unfortunately?
I suppose.
So you can do stuff, because basically the problem is that you... water, because it's got such a high surface tension, you make quite big droplets and stuff. So you want something that's got a far lower surface tension. So you can either use salt water, because obviously salt water will reduce the surface tension somewhat anyway, or soapy water. Though the problem there is you get bubbles.
Ethanol?
Ethanol again actually has quite a high surface tension, but you've got some liquids that definitely that are clear that would be okay. I probably should know these things, but it's been 35 years since I did a degree.
What I like about knowing all of you, though, because I just always have lots of weird questions to ask you, and one of you always knows.
Yeah. Most of the time it's Nick.
Well, I feel like we've got chemistry, biology and physics covered between
us. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And a wealth of pop culture.
That mysteriously stops in the early noughties.
it's not like I know if you have pop
culture. Stopped as well.
Yeah.
After that, it's been Taylor Swift, as far as I can tell.
You had left the underground, and I cannot for the life of me remember if you did anything else after that.
I think we did do something else, but...
I think we went to the place... And we've started.
Yes, we started setting up.
We've started setting up because obviously my stuff, for example, is going to take a couple of days to actually do properly, to run run wires and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you've gone to the castle.
That's right. You'd gone there early. I think I'd gone there early as well, just to get the lay of the land.
Yeah, you'd gone there because you partly to get the lay of the land, and partly because you trust Emily as far as you can spit her. And you know that she's chummy with the person in charge.
I respect Emily. I just don't trust her now.
Hmm.
very wise. Okay, yeah, so you are setting stuff up. You are probably doing some electrical testing to make sure, you know, some of these old wiring is going to cope with what you need, etc.
Mm-hmm. And then when it's failing, I'm basically running wires round because basically the wiring in the... Okay, that's actually going to set on fire if I use that for any... For in fact, if I use that at all... In fact, I probably should actually mention it. Do we like these people? Do we like these people? Bobby, do we like these people?
We don't want to set fire to... Rule one, don't set fire to any of our venues. That's
not while we're there anyway.
Yeah, if they give us a bad review, you're all over it, Emily.
Yeah.
It's called flame war for a reason.
Okay, so I will mention to whoever sort of seems vaguely competent in the house that their wiring really, really needs some checking.
Oh, is that right?
And when you switch a switch on and off, it should not spark and smoke in that way. That's a bad thing.
It's a bit pungent, I'll give you that.
Yep. That'll be the insulation that was set to powder about 15 years ago, now actually starting to smoke.
And that's why there are extension cables all down the halls.
And that's why basically can you see the ropes that I am laying? They aren't really ropes. They actually have wires inside.
Yeah. It's I'm imagining something like one of those slightly gritty sci-fi. You know, you've got things this thick.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, and running all down everything.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, having sort of worked and done a fair while I was at uni, actually probably far more than doing chemistry stuff. Running an awful lot of wires and stuff around. You learn very, very quickly that no matter how thick you think your copper wire is, you need it to be that
it's not thick
thicker.
Enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that dripping coming from? Oh, it's dripping off a fluorescent light fixture.
It's probably fine.
Well, the hotel couldn't stop it, so it had to be.
I mean, the liquid hardly glows at all, so...
Water and high voltage always goes up, down so well.
Danger.
As long as it doesn't form a continuous stream, we're fine.
We have actually had that in one of our flats.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sounds fun. Was that a new build?
No, it was the one where they'd repaired the ceiling.
With water?
Mm-hmm.
With obviously. Ice?
Surely we always use a jet wash to repair a ceiling.
It stopped leaking after the second fix. They'd repaired it before we moved in because the last people had moved out because the ceiling was flooding.
Steam's just done a 10 gigabyte update. What? And I'm still here.
Oh.
Thank you, Roger. What? I think this network card has... I think your network card advice was very wise.
Oh, good.
So,
I think that was the cause of the unstable internet.
Well, no, because your machine is reasonably, it's still. I mean, you know,
it's old, but at the time it was future proofed, so it's still going on all right. But as I said, the Ethernet port got hit by lightning through the router. And so that stopped working, so I had to buy a new network card. But I think I got a cheap rubbish network card. And I've since bought a top-of-the-line network card, which was only 20 quid. Turns out network cards aren't very expensive.
Very few people actually buy them anymore, because built into the motherboard is enough for most people most of the time.
Yeah, until they get struck by lightning. Turns out it's very hard to surge protect an Ethernet cable.
The internal isolation really ought to cover it. I can't remember what the spec is, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sometimes it won't.
It didn't this time. In fact, that happened twice to my BT router.
Mm.
Anyway.
I'm sensing a theme here. Have you checked your disadvantages recently?
I have no disadvantages. That's why I have such a crappy point total.
Yeah. I have a very nice network switch, which is a 16.
I did think it might be my switch. It's either
16 or 20 or 20 port network switch.
But you spent billions of pounds on your switch.
Yeah,
don't you?
which is because it is such a very nice thing. It is definitely the single point of failure, and it will fail as soon as look at it in the event of any lightning and stuff, which you think is a real pain in the arse. And yes, it is, because they're not cheap. But it then means that everything else is protected.
That's true. Well, I wasn't using a switch at the time because it was years ago, but now I have. I nearly replaced the switch, but it was much cheaper to replace the network card, so I'm very pleased. That's
one thing at a time, yeah.
Good choice, yeah. So, Crispin is off talking to this slightly peculiar playwright that he's found out was involved in some previous production by her ladyship.
Mm-hmm.
What is Frank up to?
In job terms, I suspect I'm probably helping out on the setup simply because you need a lot of extra bodies for that. I was trying to track down this. How much did I get on the whole? What was the sort of educational cruise thing?
I think you got that. So yeah, it was basically one of those cruises where you have a couple of tame lecturers.
Yeah.
I
thought there was an impression that she'd been involved in some others as well, and I may have been trying to track down that, but.
Yes, because there was the one that your mate was in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who said, never again am I going to do anything that batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, but I think the implication was that was not her first rodeo, which is always a good one when you're actually on the high seas.
I think the suggestion was that there were others, and everybody seemed to know there were others, but there wasn't any general listing anywhere.
So I don't know if she's gone on other cruisers specifically, but you will find out through your date. She has sponsored and turned up to, sometimes unexpectedly, a number of archaeological and anthropological research activities, digs, etc. Okay. And made a considerable nuisance of herself being weird in a way that you can only get away with when you're paying for everything.
Okay.
You're definitely going to find people who will be like, I would never accept her foundation sponsorship. They were poking around everything as though they were looking for stuff. I don't know why they insisted that they needed overnight access to this interesting, site of supposed ritual purpose.
But they're paying the freight,
to do some rituals.
Yeah.
There is a general. You're getting a general vibe of, yes, loonies up to weird occult things. Give me a roll for, some kind of skill roll. That's helpful. I mean, professional skill. There we go. Anthropology. That's the one.
Yeah, fair enough. Normal success.
Yeah. A sort of theme that you start picking up as this information trickles in is, there's a lot of the places where she's tending to show up and do weird stuff tend to be connected with either the sea or sacrifices, or if possible, both.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm wondering, is it almost worth... Problem is, I've probably got the most... it's not called mythos, is it? It's
unnatural.
a natural with a whole 10%.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also only got 25 Sam.
You'll be fine.
One try, you didn't need it.
I have half as much unnatural and twice as much sand. This may not be a coincidence.
Emily's fine, she just twitches a bit.
Yeah. Just need to keep a bit of an eye on her.
Yeah, and it's always slightly more exciting where at least two of those tattoos seem to twitch by themselves, and at least one of those piercings seems to twitch in the opposite direction.
Non-Euclidean piercings.
At
least one of those tattoos. She's not quite sure when it arrived. It's not been that long.
The weird thing is how it stays in the room after you've left.
No, the weird thing is it just gently moves,
undulates
from shoulder to arm to back.
I think Robert had been looking at the guest list.
Yes.
And was feeling like the circles that she was inviting to this thing seemed to be a rather eclectic mix of naval personnel.
Oh, that's
some of whom who seemed to have served on a small number of specific ships.
I seem to remember we did decide there was a lot of seamen.
Yes. And weird occult people, etc.
Okay, I mean, this isn't a group that's going to get us. Well, I don't want to branch out into. Okay, well, anyone
they've got money.
They have got money, obviously, if they can afford us.
Well, we know she's got money.
Well, she's a knob, isn't she? Are there any other noble types?
So, any other
nobles, or because she's is she?
Fewer than you'd expect, but yes.
Is she some spab that has been ennobled by an outgoing prime minister at some point?
Probably relatively new gentry.
Oh, she's relatively new.
Oh, what, she's post conquest.
No, she's probably one of Maggie's.
Yes, probably one of Maggie's.
Okay, well, I will. Well, I don't really do chit chat. You see, I'm just there to serve. So I'll just bear in mind they might want, you know, extra salt on the table, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will be observant.
Give me a finding things while you poke around, sort of role.
Well, let me roll first and see if I can fit it to a skill that's high. 27 seems good.
You know it'll be streetwise.
Where's Bobby gone? He hates recording.
Ninjutsu?
I found him. Sorry, did you say jujitsu?
No, I said ninjutsu.
I didn't.
Okay, close. Alertness?
Yeah, that'll do.
Then passed.
Excellent. You may, of course, tick it if you wish.
I will try. The form fillable thing doesn't work on it.
No, I think need to write a tick on it.
I've been writing things down.
I've lost the list. I'll just remember later. Okay.
Just remember it. Obviously, you've got, sets of stuff you're supposed to use. You know, there's all the nice tableware, the silverware, all this kind of stuff. And it's been explained to you what things they want so that the theme, all fits together and so on, as they tend to do for these things. And a lot of this stuff is kept conveniently in rooms close to the banquet hall, or equivalent thereof. Very close to it, there is another cupboard in which you find. So there's a lot of braziers, some sort of what you assume is some sort of incense, lots of big things to spread across tablecloth type things, you know, embroidered in sort of vaguely ecclesiastical sort of ways.
One of these, like, laughing weirdo groups.
Maybe she's into VTM.
Are they, what kind of, have they requested any weird food or anything?
No. It's fairly, the stuff that's been requested is fairly ordinary.
It's not one of those sex things in it. So I haven't brought the polythene in it.
Really, it's not been mentioned.
Okay. Well, you don't know until they pop the cork and then... All right, I'll...
Just remembering a friend of mine organising a multi-faith conference, including some fairly minority ones. And I think it was the Norse pagans who insisted, a particular lot of Norse pagans who insisted on only meat and vegetables of Northern European origin. They did not have a list.
Here is your one thing. Which one? Is it Frank or Emily? Turnips. Emily's into weird stuff, but I feel like Frank's the one who knows more about...
Oh, Frank knows an awful lot more. No, Emily is basically into weird music.
Hmm. I'll go and find Frank and just show him this stuff. It's a bit, just wondering, we're not in one of these, I don't know, I'm worried this is going to drag our reputation down if this is a weird, do you recognise any of this stuff?
I have only base occult, so I'll try anthropology first. So.
I'll allow anthropology happily.
I may not learn as much that way. That is a normal success.
Yeah. I mean, it is fairly clear, looking at this stuff, that it is, as the classic says, you know, for ritual purposes. looks like they plan to, or whenever they use this stuff, maybe it's not for this event, but, you know, it looks like basically you've got braziers in which you burn stuff and sprinkle some of this incense-y stuff on it to get a...
Are they kind of heady atmosphere?
They have definitely been used, yeah. You know, it's got that, you know, we are holding a ritualistic event sort of vibe going to it. There's some interesting looking, what might be bindings of some kind, inscribed with things.
I don't think it's a sex thing, do you, Frank?
Everything's a sex thing if you try hard enough.
I don't want our company to get that kind of reputation. I don't want that to be my future as cleaning up after. Okay. So there's a lot of. I looked at the guest list. There's a lot of ex-captains and commodores and commanders.
Oh, sorry, you're not going to need a roll for this. Just from both of you looking at this stuff, very sort of aquatic theme in terms of the symbology.
Yeah, it's got that kind of, there's something a bit, they're not like Poseidon worshippers or something. I mean, it's none of our business, I suppose. It just seemed a bit... Couldn't be connected to this river stuff.
Well, if it were Poseidon, I would expect to see a lot of horses as well, and there aren't a lot of horses here.
Okay. Neptune?
So, other sea gods. Neptune is basically Poseidon with the new label. Granted, fewer horses, but...
Okay, so...
And usually a pissed off look, because the Romans really just didn't respect the sea at all. it was somewhere you crossed on the way to conquer somewhere, you know.
that did not serve them well in the first British invasion. Anyway, I'm just wondering, like, remember the first time we met her, she was sitting on the river, and that's when that weird stuff kicked off. You don't think that's a coincidence?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of weird stuff happening. And she was at the art thing, wasn't she? Was there anything kind of...
She was one of the organisers.
All of the art stuff was basically... the theme was the sea and under the sea.
So, officially, the theme was times to come. and was this kind of apocalyptic sort of theme, but there was a very heavy nautical vibe going on, particularly amongst the weirder of the people involved. And the ones who were muttering about dreams and stuff.
Is it that music? You didn't hear the stuff Emily was listening to. There's nothing kind of put you in watery minds with that, was it? I only listened to a bit of it. I wasn't very impressed.
Well, it all depends on your cultural context anyway, doesn't it?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, like, what are the noises that you think of as meaning water?
Well, I don't. I'm not one for cultural context, Frank.
Ethnomusicology.
not my highest skill. Okay.
I don't know how this could be turned into a profit. That's a higher skill.
Just, it seems a bit... how far out of the way is this castle? Where are we?
I think it's Cheltenham.
Good
God. We said it was...
Chelmsford, was it?
No, the Chilterns, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the...
So it's over that sort of way.
It's not down in bloody Devon. Okay.
Cotswolds.
Cotswolds, that's
not Chilterns, yeah.
Yeah, Chilterns is round here. Cotswolds is a bit further up where it's even more expensive.
Yeah, so...
Is that where the big nuclear bunker is?
Oh, they're all over the place.
No, that's under Box Hill, isn't it?
They never admitted to that one. The Rokog ones have been...
They sold it off.
It's hard to sell something without admitting to its existence. But
I like the idea. Somebody, 5,000 people or something it would hold. Jeez. And somebody was seriously talking about buying it and turning it into like a weekend retreat sort of thing. But I think possibly they went inside and went,
This is too depressing.
You're not going to get people to pay to come here, mate. Yeah.
No.
Threads-themed LARPing, I think.
there's a village on the A4, Littlewick Green, it's between Maidenhead and Reading, which got one of the first really huge computerised phone exchanges in the country. It's a village of, 100 people or so.
Yeah.
They never actually found out where the local bunker was, but they were damn sure there was one.
Yeah. Well, it's like Ruchi. Ruchi had the first, she's where I grew up, did the first transcontinental phone call. And apparently there is some rather weird footage of this very confused, I'm all right. Can you hear me?
Okay.
They're not quite yam yams, but they're right on the edge.
Are the guests aren't arriving till tomorrow, or is that right?
Depends what day it is today. The guests are the event is on the 19th,
and
we've gone down the day before, but this is happening.
We went down. I think a couple
it's
of days
17th
before.
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
16th right. or 17th.
You're welcome to say we do this for a couple of days, Jim, because
I have got more things, so
I would like to talk to her ladyship if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Has she been having any weird dreams? Isn't it all weird?
Having the dreams as well. Oh, yeah. She is very pleased to talk to you about your dreams.
Yes. Well, I mean, obviously...
Eager, you might say.
You know, the repeat one of the ship and, all that. And then, obviously, how much Robin, what's-his-face's music definitely... and also... what's a face with the painting? Those really resonated with me. Blah blah blah.
Oh, she loves that. She is very happy to have met you. She will sort of start waxing lyrical about how amazing this art is, and the world is she feels the world is on the brink of a revolution, and like, the talk about the dreams is definitely moving away from, yes, we both had these dreams, isn't it curious, isn't it interesting, to, aren't these dreams awesome? Mm-hmm. You know, she
all
is...
Of, though all of my dreams have been in the past, I was kind of hoping that going to the things of future come sort of thing, you know, would bring some of the new stuff forward, but nothing seems to...
You have not had any more revelations.
No. Take this. Just before you go to bed.
That's what I'm actually considering, yes.
Have a couple of tabs of this. You know, make sure you drink lots of water.
There is some tea I quite enjoy. You might find it relaxing.
Oh.
To help one... Do you meditate at all?
I must admit these days that it's very hard to find time. I mean,
busy lives. We all have such busy lives. Where, you know, we need a revival of, you know, old ways in this country. Mm. Let me have someone fetch you some of my tea. I think you might find it interesting.
Could I maybe have it a bit later? You know, presumably we're stopping there.
Oh yeah. I mean, someone will bring in a small jar.
Because what I'm thinking is, like, you know, we've been stuck somewhere in the back of the servants' quarters, sort of thing.
Yes, that seems likely. You're free to go home or to stay in the quarters as you wish.
No, because that the transit is, that engine is definitely not sounding right.
A bit dubious.
Yeah. And there's only so many, it's only different ways that Emily can hit it with a hammer until basically she thinks actually probably it does need to go into the garage now.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a mechanic, but she's got quite high physics. She knows roughly how these things work.
It's really hard to get them to sign up on maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know you got the maintenance interval right when you bring it in and they say, you're sure it's still running?
Yep.
See, if it was an electrical car, she'd be all right, but she's only 25 years too early. When she's finished her work for the day and had food and annoyed Bobby and flirted a bit with Frank, she'll go up to her room and make herself a pot of
herbal tea.
Go out of your tiny mind tea.
Hmm. Excellent. So you know you brew some of that, you settle down.
Play a bit of that music, you know.
I don't think you've got that music.
I have.
I think you made a copy.
I've got the tape that Bobby eventually gave me back.
I did give you back the tape.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. Meanwhile, I think the aforesaid Bobby is maybe reading the paper.
Have we gone home again?
It's up to you. You are able to stay in the castle if you wish, go home.
Emily's stopping over on the grounds that she doesn't necessarily trust them to not switch on certain circuit breakers.
Mm-hmm. If you would, I probably need to change the location of this one, actually. But if you would care to read London Rag Dogs.
Daring dogs save smoker from sinister snatcher. Two brave Labradors, should be British Labradors. Two brave Labradors are hailed as heroes after Graham, 24, from an attacker near Battersea Bridge. The hairdresser was enjoying a pre-work cigarette at 7 a.m. when she was grabbed by the leg and dragged away into the bushes. As luck would have it, Fran Rawsdale was walking her two black labs nearby when the attacker struck. The heroic hounds caught wind of the criminal and rushed to rescue.
barking furiously. The would-be kidnapper was chased off the scene, leaving the alarmist Graham to be comforted by Mrs. Walsdale until the Met arrived on the scene. Tracy was left with an injured ankle and believed she was snared with a rope. As the killer of Alan Brain struck again, police stated they found no evidence of the attacker and asked anyone who was in the vicinity to contact them.
You are my hero, Nicholas.
It's good. Look at this map, probably more like Richmond or Kingston rather than Battersea at this point.
Okay.
That would be...
We do yes. seem to have a gradual moving up river, don't we?
Hmm. How close are we in this... Oh, no, we're not by the Thames, are we?
No.
Does that put me in mind of tentacles?
Might well do.
Emily, have a look at this.
You can welcome to come in to Emily. She might be away with the fairies soon. In fact, she might be away with the fairies now.
Emily?
Emily. So, Emily has been...
You hear some familiar music.
Oh.
Emily pull... is...
Now, is this the one where if, like, I pull the plug, it fries a brain, or if I play too much cyberpunk stuff? I'll pull the headphones out of the headphone jack.
Mm. Right. Do you reckon you've drifted off yet, Emily? Or are you simply enjoying the music?
I think probably I'm about halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So how much sound have you got?
So, I mean, she's already lost sound from listening to it, so that's
okay.
fine.
Game sound, though.
You're feeling... Definitely a bit sort of soft around the brain region as you see, Robert.
Bob.
Emily,
we've been through this.
Were you listening to that music again?
Yes, Robert, I was listening
Why?
To the music again.
We're working.
Because I am not working anymore, because it is now 7:30 in the evening, Robert. We have all had our evening tea. I have gone to the little girl's room. I am all...
We're on, Emily, I am
tucked in to my beddy buys. I am even wearing my pyjamas. You have come and invaded a sort of single lady's boudoir.
This is the Me Too movement. So I'm fine.
Yeah. who is wearing just her M&S Winsiette pyjamas.
Emily, I came to show you the paper.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Bring it here then, Rob.
You see the paper?
I have no interest in Emily.
Oh, okay.
For many
well,
reasons.
No, yeah, for, he's way, way, way too pierced.
Actually, mainly because he's terrified of Emily. Can't act. Look, Emily, look at it. Read this story. Does that sound like a tentacle? Am I being crazy? It's just there's... Maybe it's this place. It's firing my imagination. But there's a lot of watery themes. We're nowhere near the sea, are we?
Well, not here, no.
But they seem to really like Poseidon or Neptune or one of those, you know, wet gods. Though Frank said it was nothing to do with that, but... Have you looked in the cupboard, seen the braziers they've got? Not braziers.
No, I'm mostly running cables.
Though, is there anything about that music?
Those cables could be a bit tentacly when you look at them in the right sort of...
Well...
Ooh.
That might be what you've been musing on as you were enjoying your tea.
What cables?
She's put massive electrical cables all over the place.
Does that music make you think of water or anything?
Makes me think of tentacles.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, I need to call Alex.
You don't think there's something... Oh, God. All right, Emily. Wait till I've left the room. There's something... Is it me? There's something weird going on here. All these news stories and then... This woman, your friend, She was yeah, at, she was on she, the deck. She was on the dock.
She's given me this really good tea.
And what? Smell it's got the
a little
tea.
Pot of tea. It's, you know, sort of floral, herbal, seaweedy.
Can I put like a little finger in and taste it and immediately know mm-hmm. what drug it is like they do on the tennis?
Give me identifying drugs by taste roll.
I don't think so. He says,
I think, why don't you roll the dice and if you're rolling incredibly low.
See what happens.
Fallen on the floor and practically gone through the floor. 76.
76. It's
Twinings!
It's definitely not tea. And it's got some odd sort of aftertaste that you wouldn't necessarily expect from the sort of herbal tea you might, you know,
very bitter,
want to drink.
Who gave you this? That woman?
Mm.
Do you remember during the whatever it was on the river? She was like dead calm, wasn't she? Mm. Everyone else was panicking.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, you were reacting.
Well, yeah, I was basically making sure that Frank didn't end up stuck down there.
Something. So
that's why I threw in the lifebuoy.
Lifebuoy. Give me an intelligence roll, Robert.
Not my strong guy. Oh, failed by 5 measly points. 50
that's
over
okay.
45.
It's okay.
Okay, I just. Do you think this? I don't know if it's these weird surroundings, but I'm just feeling a bit spooked. Like everything here is. There's that music makes you think of tentacles. She was there. Remember the art stuff? It was all water and. I'm worried this is some kind of cult thing and we're going to get dragged into it.
Oh, we'll be fine.
She's already tried to drug you with fruit tea.
Well, no, I asked her for it.
Okay.
It's to basically give me good dreams.
And where did the music? She gave you the. Oh, that's the tape I gave you back, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Did she tell you to listen to it?
No.
You got that off Vic, remember?
Yeah, I got this off Vic.
Yeah, okay.
Vic at the party.
I'm gonna. You couldn't. Yeah.
Somehow. This tape went from something recorded for this art exhibition to being something kind of circulating, that's the word, not circuiting, circulating in the sort of musical underground of London.
Does, what's her face, what is her name? I've forgotten it entirely.
Sheila?
No, Delia?
Delia, that's it.
Does Delia live in this castle, or they've just rented the whole place out for it?
It's there, it's her country place.
Oh, interesting.
Obviously, she has a townhouse as well in London.
I wonder if it might be worth doing a bit of digging around here?
Don't dig it up. No, it's... But you have to fill the holes back in and it gets...
No, Emily. I'll come back in the morning, Emily. Have a sleep. I'll leave the paper here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Bobby. You're a good man. You just hide it really well. But you put up with an awful lot, mostly from Crispin. But
Emily, you're a right. I'll see you tomorrow. I might do a bit of where is her wing? Is she here at the moment?
That's a good question.
Well, she was with me.
Oh, but... yeah, she must. Yeah, she wouldn't have gone back to London.
I'm quite a stealthy chap.
Mm.
I'm going to. Has she got a study or a library or an office? I just want to.
Oh, probably, yeah.
I want to go and do a bit of digging somewhere mm-hmm. that looks like it's juicy.
Yeah.
Look like I'm, you know, making notes and.
Yeah. That's, you know, probably, as you said, some sort of stealth type role. What's Frank up to?
Stealth is one of my best roles.
Yeah.
If I bump into Frank, I'll invite him along.
You probably pass him on or his quarters on your way out of Emily's.
I'm probably trying to catch up and looking up obscure water and shipping and sea type gods and that was the Philistines, and that got stamped out. I mean, there's nobody who's a Dagon worshipper anymore. That's just silly.
No, that would be silly. Yeah.
Frank, I'm on the lookout. I think there's something funny about this one.
Yeah, there's some odds references from Scandinavia. There's some stuff about.
Did you hear that the Norwegians have started putting barcodes on their ships?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. All right.
It makes sense, really. Yeah.
Because the Scandinavia joke, you made 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did I? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on then. Good one there, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Thanks. But even I remembered that.
All right, I'll make my stealth roll then.
Why don't Frank make me a research roll?
Of whatever books I have with me, I suspect. So,
well, let's go to the library, Frank.
You know, I've got that skill of 60.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great time to roll a 61.
Well, it's funny you should say that because you're perhaps thinking, in this room, you know, with the handful of stuff I've brought with me, I don't really have what, you know, anything. You sort of, you know, look away from your books. You see Robert looking a bit furtive going past your room. He's not doing anything furtive, but he's got that sort of expression.
I mean, that's quite usual for him, but...
I'm not a furtive character.
Yeah, Robert, you see Frank is looking through some rather old-looking books.
Frank.
Yes?
Frank, I'm gonna do some digging on Delia. There's something funny going on here. You can sense it. I just went in on Emily. Delia had given her some kind of weird tea. I'm pretty sure it was weird tea. She was listening to that music again. She's away with the fairies.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be judgmental about these things.
Well, I don't. I'm not in the way that she normally is. Do you remember when you jumped in? I mean, you do remember when you jumped in the river. That this Delia woman, she was there. She was dead straight. I read this newspaper article about tentacles. The music makes you think of tentacles. There's a watery-themed art exhibition. I just think, while we're here, let's have a look around.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, all right. There'll be better books than the ones you brought you. Brought with you. All right, now follow my lead, because I read a lot of Len Dayton, so I know how to sneak. That's my excuse. No, I'm an outdoors chap, so I know how to sneak around a country manor.
Clang's microphone.
and how to hit a gong with your microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's distraction, you see.
Yeah. You have plans of the mansion because you were given them for the purpose of arranging this.
Okay, so what, is there a library?
Of course, there is a library and a study next to it.
Okay, let's head in that direction. Come on. Mm-hmm. More fireworks. Okay, under cover of fireworks, we'll be still.
Yep.
I'm going to make a stealth roll because I want to.
Go for it.
04 under 50.
Yeah. A group of the house staff are going past carrying some slightly peculiar looking gong in the direction of the room. But
we're doing the entertainment.
Yeah, the hall. But, you know, you reach a hand, you hear them coming, you press Frank against the wall. They pass you by without a glance. You know, they're talking amongst themselves, so you think you can probably slip from the kind of more public area into the more private area without being disturbed. The door is still swinging closed slowly behind them.
E Cthulhu.
Okay, let's... keep going.
Yeah, they're not saying anything particularly weird. They're just kind of grumbling. It's all bloody heavy, this thing. Don't know what she's got this for, etc. Actually, Frank, give me a quick anthropology roll since you're observing this.
obviously going to roll the gong on the chest of a slave.
Heh, med devil.
Yep. You would say...
ritual purposes.
Definitely ritual purposes. You would say that is a very old bronze gong. Should definitely be in a museum. You would say probably Middle Eastern origin. It's not your area. Anyway, this door's open.
All right, get through.
Yeah.
Let Frank cast his eyes over the books. I'm going to sneak into the study.
Mm-hmm. They are adjoined. So, yeah.
I'll be just through here, Frank. Stamp your feet or something if I need to hide. Make a noise. Make it subtle.
Frankly, because it's, you know, an old building, you know, it's got big, heavy doors and that sort of thing, which, you know, it doesn't, you know, none of these, you know, kind of things with a big window in the door or anything like that. So you can, you know, turn the light on and stuff if you wish.
Okay. Is there a side light?
Sure.
We'll do some side lights for them.
Okay.
Well, one, we don't want to be turning out multiple lights in a hurry.
I mean, there'll be desk lights as well. Yeah, you pop the desk light on, you start... what sort of thing are you looking for?
Papers, notes, maps, newspaper clippings.
Yep. I should have handouts for you. I don't imagine a huge pile of handouts over which Robert starts pouring. At a glance, the place looks like a study, but what's actually on the table right in front of you, you know, a fairly normal study. There's a map of with a lot of marks on around the Pacific for some region for some reason. You've got a shipping notice for a delivery to a warehouse that's on there. Looks something fairly expensive. You've got the stuff to do with the arrangements for this. You know, there's the contract recruiting your Paragon Sterling to the event. Some notes with just lists of names of people. Some of which are struck out.
Probably an invite list.
Yeah, looks like. You recognise at least one of the names that struck out, which is one of the people who kind of started frothing at the art exhibition.
Do we know what happened to them afterwards?
They froth. You could probably find out.
But not right now, I guess. Anything in the drawers?
Probably reasonably. Usual sort of, you know, keys. Assorted bits of information. I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for.
Anything out of the ordinary? Like pornography.
A bunch of photos of monoliths.
Oh.
Those ones. In Kew Gardens.
Pre-redecoration.
Mm-hmm.
Any notes?
In a paper envelope. You know, just get those. You've got photos of... For example, some bits of wall which have conveniently low-hanging trees nearby and around Kew Gardens and that sort of thing. You will find a copy of the Courtney Expedition.
Oh.
Is in there.
The thing that we'd already found elsewhere.
Yep. I'll leave you to root a bit more while I go back to Frank.
Okay.
Frank. You've got a library.
I don't think I'm going to be a very good lookout here.
But you can have a good time.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
The first bit, anyway.
Yeah. You, with a practiced eye, you know, look over this library. A lot of it's the sort of usual country house library stuff that you have seen in other places you've visited.
18th century farming reports are fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but there is a what you might call a weird section. Yes.
Well, I probably would.
Yep.
I'm sure they have more polite terms.
Yeah, it
probably got reader terms.
Looks perhaps more used than many of the other sections of the library.
Is it? Okay, I mean, I probably can't rely on titles and publishers and things that will be older than that, but it does there seem, on a quick skim, to be a specific theme, or is it just the generic occulty stuff?
Occulty, there is a... It's a mixture of occulty and, you know, the stuff that's more popular folklore of whatever. Nautical tales. There's a bunch of stuff about the Polynesian region.
Why have I got Windows PowerShell Pacific coming up?
Oh, I don't know. Why have you got Windows PowerShell coming up?
Is that okay?
No. In fact, there's normally very good reasons why you don't want things like that popping up. Oh, okay, it's WinMerge. That's all right. Okay, I'll take it all back. Okay, sorry. Sorry, guys.
And relax.
Yeah. There's some stuff, coastal stuff. You've got some stuff from, regional tales of Arkham. There's
One of the... Oh, no, sorry. It's Dunwich I'm thinking of. There are two.
Yes, no, it's not Dunwich. There will also definitely be things about Dunwich. You probably find a self-published-looking thing the papers of Professor Angel, which, out of character, I think you will know, although you might not recall the name.
Mm-hmm. I do recall the name.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the benefit of the audience at home.
You have a quick flick through. It has a big thing at the front saying, Cthulhu cult. Narrative of Inspector LeGrasse. There's some sketches of weird, beardy, idol-looking things.
Queer collection. Old.
There's a lot of bookmarks in this.
You're not correlating contents over there, are you, Frank?
No.
Good, good. Something about a Norwegian ship finding an island that had risen up unexpectedly, and a battle with cultists, and...
Oh, come on, I mean, let's stay reasonable here.
All that sort of nonsense.
I've got that bloody journal in the pissing angel box, and it's virtually illegible, the bastard. I spent many hours translating it. Yeah, and it doesn't quite fit with this story. I was very disappointed. Anyway, the captain is still alive when they go on the island, isn't that ship? That is not what happens in this story. Anyway, carry on.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down and I got an old weather journal to write as the translation. So I've got that somewhere as well, that added to my angel book. Anyway, carry on.
Going back to Robert, so you've got, you've got, invoice for delivery of stuff to a warehouse on the
kind of stuff? Does it just say like misc items or something?
If you want to look, it will probably say something along the line, it won't be in these words, but it'll probably say something along the lines of 16 monoliths to a warehouse on the outskirts of Oxford.
Are there grounds in this castle place? Anywhere that would fit some monoliths?
Potentially. What do you know about monoliths?
Big stone.
What do you know about these monoliths?
Not they big stones.
They were missing.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen the owls.
Yeah, I haven't seen them. Are they not big? Are they big stones?
They are big. They're big stones. Yeah, yeah, they're big stones.
Monolithic.
Mm. What were the monoliths for?
Oh, they were from that village that blew up once they took them out. They're not for protection of some kind, are they?
Well, that's certainly what I've been assuming. Which is why they had to be removed from their site.
When did they disappear from Kew Gardens?
The vandalism was about a month ago.
You don't think they were protecting London in some way, do you? I'll say to Frank nonchalantly.
Yeah, September.
Or the river specifically.
Hmm. Then why would she order in some monoliths?
Perhaps she's decided that she wants to protect here rather than London.
Well, so
obviously
the
Emily doesn't say that because Emily is based unless Emily's astral form is saying that.
No. She is enjoying interesting dreams. So the monoliths were at Kew. They were vandalised, and an anonymous benefactor has paid for them to be taken away somewhere for conservation, and then they are going to be transferred to a safer location, possibly the Ashmolean Museum, where they are very properly looked after.
All right, Frank. Hey, but what if that's crazy?
Do you know any wealthy benefactors of the arts?
Well, what if she had those stones removed? Has got them here to protect her from whatever else she's doing to the rest of our fine country.
How it's crazy close are I we know, to the nearest substantial it. River?
Nearest substantial river is the Severn.
Oh, I've been on that, on a narrowboat.
But not, you know, right in the back garden or anything.
No. You're about the same distance away as you were in... further away than you were in London.
So... do they have to be outdoors? If we can find those monoliths there, we've got a story. We've got something we can take to the police. I mean, I reckon she believes it. Some kind of nonsense like that. Well, is it the middle of the night? Or is
not
it
yet.
Evening?
It's evening. It's about, 8, 9 o'clock at this point, I think.
Yeah, because you were in with Emily when it was about 7:30.
We should go and knock Emily up. Go and scout the ground.
Don't knock Emily up.
Alex wouldn't like it.
No.
What do you think, Frank? Is this fanciful? Am I going too far?
Let's at least take a look.
All right. I'm uncomfortable about leaving Emily alone in this place all of a sudden.
Emily is enjoying her tea.
I think she's way beyond anywhere we can reach her right now.
Really enjoying her.
You're going to have an excellent night's sleep, Emily.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Let's go look around the gardens.
Bonus points if I come back from it.
We shall see. You decide to go for a stroll. You head out. It's obviously dark, but you can lay hold of some torches.
See, mysterious. My phone for it.
Good evening. So you heading out?
We just want to look round. I don't know if the festivities will go out into the garden. We just got an idea of the.
Oh yeah, there might be something. Just it's not very well lit. So just you've got a torch, have you?
I got very strong ankles. You haven't got a torch we could borrow, have you?
Got a couple here.
Oh, lovely.
Here you go. Take some of these. Check the batteries. Yeah, they seem okay.
Yeah, we'll take good care of them, don't we? We're just going to have a quick
We normally lock up about 10:30.
Oh, we got a bit of time then. There's a wall. We'll know when we got to the edge, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. We'll be back in a sec. We don't want to miss any. We're thorough.
Yeah. Continues having a smoke.
All right. Should we split up? We're just looking for the stones. It doesn't matter. I'll go left, you go right, Frank.
You begin a nice circuit. Are you walking around the house? Are you heading out along paths?
How big are these grounds, do we know?
They're not huge.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll take the front.
Yeah.
Or is the front
think,
just
think
dry
less sprawling money? National Trust and more secondary school?
Okay. Well,
sort of
split
size.
It in half, roughly.
Yeah.
I'll take one side. Frank will take the other.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth as needed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll have seen a map. You know, you know roughly what's there. There are, you know, there's an old set of stables. There's a folly somewhere. You know, all the usual stuff.
Oh, I like a folly.
Yeah, you know, there's like the kind of, you know, woodland bit that you can wander through with a mossy path and that kind of thing. So, yeah, you start. You set off on your wanderings. Just both give me alertness rolls, I think. It's probably...
I think that might have made it. Thankfully, yeah. Yes. 50 under 60.
15 under 20.
Excellent. Okay. So, oh gosh. Which things do you notice? So, Frank, are you heading out into the sort of groundsy bit, or are you sticking close to the house for now?
I think we were pretty much divided it in half, so initially I'll be close to the house, and then if I don't find anything there, I'll gradually get further away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you notice? Yeah, I'm going to say, so you, as you're circling around, you realise you're hearing from one of the upper rooms what, to your practised ear, is clearly a chant.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, the villa.
You feel like you can't quite make out the words, or if you can, they're not in any language you've ever noticed.
Yeah. But...
You know, kind of, you know, yeah. Actually, you'll probably hear the word Dagon in there somewhere.
I was already thinking of that way. I mean, there aren't that many well-known water gods, after all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where's the Dagon?
So they... Yeah.
You recognise that voice after you listen to it for a short time. You say, yes, you know that lady.
Yeah. Rather than keep searching my half of the grounds, I think I'm going to see if I can find Robert.
Mm-hmm. Robert, you go looking for Robert, you will find him. Robert has wandered through the nice, scenic little bit of woodland and down to... if you're looking for... You know, this folly looks a bit like a monolith, or the sort of place you might put monoliths. It's down by a little stream. And you don't find any monoliths, but as you cast your torch around, you do see there's some interesting markings on the bit where the folly comes up against this stream. You know, some kind of grooves cut haphazardly into the... In a sort of, if someone were, for example, regularly moving sharp objects around it. You know, like heavily used kitchen tables, that sort of thing, edges thereof.
What?
And possibly some rather dark marks on the stone.
Wow, they really go for the theatrics. Crispin had done it. Okay, well, no monoliths, but something odd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll start.
It does have a bit of a... They like their fish, don't they? They've obviously paid someone to do some decorating here.
Okay.
In this folly. It's got a bit
Poseidon
foreign
stuff.
Foreign looking. You would perhaps
Greek.
Say
I know,
maybe Greek, yeah.
I know Frank said it wasn't, but something like that. How many fish gods are there?
You hear the crunching of stones underfoot.
Hide behind the folly.
Okay. Give me a sneak.
30 under 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you turn off your torch.
Turn off the torch. First rule of sneak club.
The footsteps sort of slow, and you After a bit, you see a sort of, you know, probably groundskeeper type, sort of doing a circuit, pausing to look meaningfully at the folly, pet the dog at his side, and then kind of. And
I should probably need to hide. I'm perfectly legitimately here, aren't I? But still, it's good for the practice.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's tick me boxes somehow. Okay.
Yeah. Further off, you see a torch approaching in approximately your direction.
Okay, I'll wait. Frank had one just like that. I'm just going to wait until I can.
Oh, good, it's Frank.
Okay, it's Frank. Frank, come look at this.
Yeah, what you got?
Look at this. I know it's just a folly, but you see these marks and that stuff? Is that some blood, is it? I didn't find any monoliths, but...
This looks like this folly appears to have a sort of hybrid kind of vibe, because part of it is kind of folly-like, and in another sense it appears to be for ritual purpose.
i.e. we don't know what it's for.
Exactly. I mean, again, I'm not going to make you roll for this. Okay. Clear Dagon-y vibes. It's a bit more tentacly than and squiddy than the Dagon stuff you're used to, but, I mean, that's that sort of vibe. It's making you think of that statuette you saw that was being presented to the Queen. Oh, sorry. I've remembered the other thing Robert found, which he has picked up and has not yet remembered to look at. There we go. Again, I don't have handouts for this stuff, and I should, but... you recall, suddenly, having hastily stuffed something else into your pocket as you left. Robert.
I'll look in my pocket, as I can't quite remember what it was.
Yeah, it's another envelope, and it's, you know, label. It's got a sticker on it from some... private detective agency in Nigeria.
Oh, let's have a look.
Basically what you find is a set of incriminating is a strong word, but perhaps unfortunate documents relating to a particular gentleman you have encountered.
I've got that written down.
The Nigerian ambassador.
Yeah, not Samuel, the other one.
Ernest.
Ernest.
The aide to the Nigerian
ambassador. Yeah. Ernest Wafor.
Incriminating in what way?
Yes. The sort of thing that you might use to blackmail someone, for example.
I did not prepare incriminating documents.
Actually quite pleased.
Yeah, wasn't it him selling stuff that he shouldn't have been selling?
Yeah,
because I think we might have had half of the phone call, which kind of implied that.
You have a phone call, which perhaps on reflection implies that he was being blackmailed.
Yeah. He was being blackmailed, but I thought
he had done the thing he had promised to do, and. They were going to do the thing by tomorrow and promised. Okay.
So it's not the Nigerians, it's Delia. Did you find anything, Frank?
Well, there's some chanting going on inside, and I thought, let's just stay close to, or indeed inside the house just now, yeah?
Yes. I'm worried about Emily, if I'm honest. There's something very wrong going on in here.
Emily's having a great time.
Yeah. Right up until the point when they come and...
Yes, these visions are great. They're great. It just feels so right being in the crushing depths of the ocean.
Where was the chanting coming from?
A sort of bedroomy sort of area.
I want to see.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you which bit of the house it was, so you can really work out roughly how to get there inside.
You have a glance at your plan. Oh, it's probably the master bedroom.
Could we peek, if they got their curtains shut, can we peek round the outside?
Cinematically shut, which is to say you can still see through the gap.
Okay, I'm going to head that way. torch mm-hmm. off, trousers yep. down. No, yep. sorry, forget that.
You head, you continue fine, circling round back to the house. Emily.
I'll listen or to the snoring.
Okay. Let's just come with me. Let's just look through the window. I mm-hmm. think we need to mm-hmm. get out of here. There's something very wrong.
Yeah, you look up from what you can see through. I mean, you can see shadows cast dramatically on the wall of someone doing kind of this kind of. No, the master bedrooms are not, in fact, on the ground floor.
Let me just see if I have a climb skill.
But, you can see, flickering light as of candles, perhaps, and someone doing these kinds of movements and swaying.
Is there a climb in Cthulhu Eternal?
I think it's athletics.
Yeah.
Hey! Look, we learnt this in the naval climbing unit. Just keep an eye out, Frank.
Yeah.
Were you in the Navy?
Thanks. It's an old building, so it's got lots of,
I'm in the reserve.
Bits to hold on to.
Okay. Oh, that is a 1. And that is a 21 under 50.
Nice. Yeah, ticket. You carefully clamber up the wall. And it'll have a balcony, so you can kind of get a foot onto the balcony and peer. Obviously, you're in darkness.
They said we could
darkness.
Go where we wanted in the grounds.
Technically
still in the grounds.
Yeah. You haven't left the premises.
No.
And you can see, Delia is, she's got a bunch of, not exactly candles, but, flaming lamps, casting weird flickering shadows. She is chanting, sorts of, Wagnaglavtagen. There is gesturing with pointed, nasty-looking implements. Very, very occult-looking.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm getting out of here.
Weird incense-y smells. This kind
don't
of
like it. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else in there? Is it just her?
No, it's just her.
Too weird. Too weird, mate. She's drugged Emily. All right, I'm coming back down.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't drugged Emily.
Yeah, Emily,
mm-hmm.
meanwhile, you are enjoying the peace of the deep sea.
Excellent.
It's not right, and it's not right, but it is peaceful. You have the sense that perhaps you want to break out of this peaceful place, but that is where you are for now.
Mm-hmm.
And, around you there are these splendid buildings with great, covered in weeds, corals. There are you can't quite make sense of the markings on them,
mm-hmm.
but they're there. And in that sort of typical dream way, the geometry of it all is a bit vague. But you are kind of walking, actually, not swimming. You're walking freely through this place, looking for somewhere you need to find. There's a place you've got to get to. Mm-hmm. There's a time you've got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
For when, it's all going to... Something is happening. Something's going to happen and you need to be there for it.
The stars will align.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Mm. But you can feel yourself approaching. You're drawn to... this place, and you can see there are others like you also being drawn to this place. You probably glimpse, it's that Dora, it's that artist. You can see she's there. She's mm-hmm. kind of running a hand across some of these carvings.
If we see each other, we will smile.
Yeah, she smiles, beatifically
mm-hmm.
at you. Does some people who seem not pleased to be there and are kind of almost fighting a current, but are still being brought. They look a bit panicked. They clearly don't understand, what's going on. But that is it. That is what you dream of. It's a very satisfying dream, and you will sleep soundly until you are awoken.
Cool. Sounds excellent to me.
Frank.
As I've said, sorry. The problem is, I think, with Emily is, mm-hmm. or at least my rendition of Emily, Emily is, how will we so lovingly describe it in the week? Emily is very Sabbat in a world of Camarilla.
It's fine. It's all good. Frank, Robert, what are you doing?
Well, I'm coming back down.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you climb hurriedly back down.
So you're catching me up on what you've seen, yeah.
Yeah, she's seen some weird ritual in there. I don't know what she's talking about. I've never
heard
of it.
On the one hand, getting out of here, I can see the appeal. On the other hand, this is possibly the best protected place. Because they want to live through it.
Yeah, but we could get the police here. We could stop it happening.
Yeah, what are the police going to do? We send the knobs up to something weird in their bedroom.
What makes you think this is the best protected place?
Well,
I'm suspecting monoliths, and I'm assuming that they have to live.
I'm prompting you.
Yes. I agree with Frank that she's got the monoliths. She's here.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to live.
I'm assuming this, but.
Mm. And if we could find the monoliths, I wonder if we could do something with that.
Have you seen any evidence that might give you a hint as to where the monoliths might be? This is all stuff I clearly need to develop more.
Well, we didn't find them in the grounds anywhere.
But we haven't had a complete look. I mean, were there any made...
Every invoice.
Yeah, but where did they get delivered to?
A warehouse on the outskirts of Oxford.
Okay.
You're not far from Oxford at all, where you are.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You're about 20 miles-ish.
So they're here, then?
I'm assuming they are here or near here, because...
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't want to survive the apocalypse in a warehouse, presumably.
It's more a question of where on the grounds.
Mm.
Have a look at the map of the ground. Anywhere where we think you could fit. Presumably they've got to be arranged in the same formation that they were in Kew Gardens, or at least in the original.
That would suggest spread about the place rather than all in one circle.
So in Kew Gardens, you know, they're spread out in what might be termed a convenient way.
Okay, but in the original expedition.
Yeah, in the original, they were in this kind of leaf sort of pattern, arranged around a central point.
Right.
And there definitely wasn't a subterranean temple anywhere in the town. Of that, you can be sure.
The British checked and everything.
Yeah, they even asked some elders who said no.
Well, maybe it could be in the basement. Could we fit this thing anywhere in the grounds? Would we have come across at least one of them?
Monoliths, you would have found them.
All right, well, it can't be upstairs because the place isn't big enough. Is that right?
Floor's probably not strong enough as well.
Yeah.
So, basement is the only other option I can think of.
Worth a look. Mm-hmm. Worst case,
wine
obviously
cellars,
wine.
Which will probably extend far beyond the actual footprint of the house.
Mm.
Like Laithwaite.
I think I have misled you on this point somewhere.
Okay.
Not quite sure where.
All right.
Okay, break the fourth wall just for a short space of time, because at the end of the day, part of this is getting an idea of you getting an idea of the.
I just want to pull out the handout again to remind myself what I actually said.
The original formation.
Yeah, so you've got the original formation, and...
which was around the whole town, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then the thing about. The disaster that happened afterwards, which obviously I know it's been quite a few weeks, so after the disaster, people came and looked and they said, oh, there's a big hole in the ground, full of water. There definitely wasn't. Everyone said there was definitely not
a
subterranean shrine when the British were trying to loot the place for interesting relics. But they did take away the monoliths that were all around the outside of the town. Maybe the monoliths weren't keeping anything out.
Okay. I see.
What do you think was inside the subterranean shrine?
What day was the watery attack? Was that quite soon after the Qugon stuff moved?
The boat part.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the 30th of October.
No, it was in September the Kew Gardens thing happened.
Yeah, so a thing happened in Kew Gardens. The Nigerians arrived about a week before. Oh. Very strange noise.
My tapping?
Somebody's keyboard is coming through very loud. I think it might well be Mark's.
Yeah, it's my keyboard. I'm not. Isn't. My keyboard is not, is, oh, actually, it's just, yeah.
My headphones came out.
Yeah.
That might be the strangest one.
That's yeah. And then it was obviously broadcasting into the microphone. So, yeah. So, the things were vandalized at Kew Gardens. The monoliths were taken away. Nigerians arrived. Weird stuff started happening. A few days after the incident with the boats, a strange relic was presented to the Queen. Fog started creeping along the Thames from the coast, and weird tentacly incidents started happening along the Thames, gradually heading inwards. Yeah, that's basically it. You have now found out that the subordinate of the Nigerian delegation was bribed to make sure that something would be done, and his boss would not suspect a thing.
The Courtney expedition was in what is now Nigeria, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
And the phone call where he said everything was fine was, timeline-wise, immediately after presenting the idol to the Queen.
Okay. What are you going to do, raid Buckingham Palace?
I mean, that was one of the options I considered.
No.
Close the Thames Barrier and write a really big elder sign on it.
Yeah, I mean, we got circumstantial evidence that something is funny, but we're not going to break into a room and knock her out. I just...
No.
That's entirely reasonable.
No.
The problem is, we're about... It's all supposition. There's no... And actually, it's all supposition where we haven't ever seen any sort of facts on this.
And we're not the sort of characters that would naturally.
Because I do feel a little bit, Nick, that Robert is making assumptions that you would make.
Well, I'm going to be. I've pushed that a bit this session because
I appreciate it.
Role playing Robert properly. No, I mean we just do the job, and I do feel this scenario particularly we're coming up against mystery solving and our characters. And there's a conflict between them. Because at this point, yeah, Nick, as a role player, would just go in and get this woman. But there's no way any of us would really do that.
All of us like being able to pay rent on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's tricky to know what we do.
This is the issue with this diet, yeah.
I think we'd probably just think, okay, maybe I got a bit carried away, let's see what happens. And head back to bed, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think Frank would at least have another look through the grounds, just finish that sweep and see if there's anything weird out there.
Nothing else.
Disused amphitheatre, that kind of thing.
No. It's always fairly ordinary.
Hmm. Well, she's into weird culty stuff.
Yeah,
I wouldn't believe the leaps of logic I've made would probably not be Robert's.
This sort of era, video cameras still pretty big and bulky, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You couldn't really get away with some quick blackmail video.
Well, even if we videoed her doing that through the, what's she gonna? I mean, would that really shame someone?
90s
wouldn't want to be associated with it, at least.
I don't know. In the 90s, you'd get away with some pretty weird stuff.
Mm.
So I suppose I'd just probably go back to bed at this point.
Yeah, that works.
Possibly I don't know, how close are our rooms to Emily's?
Mm.
Close enough.
I am worried about Emily.
Yeah,
so, maybe check on Emily. Leave the door ajar and maybe try to stay in earshot a bit, something like that.
Yeah.
She actually sleeps fine.
If she starts having a really bad trip, we'll be in a position to rush in.
Yeah, Emily is sleeping fine. She's just very, very wet.
Hey.
You sleep peacefully, surprisingly enough. Even Emily. I'd say it's 20 past. Should we continue a little bit?
Sure. It's hardly up to you.
Yeah. So next day you can continue preparations. You will start hearing reports there have been a bunch of riots at various points along the Thames, groups of people hurling people into the Thames. Fog has now spread. Really very, very, this fog that will not go away has spread pretty much right the way up the Thames at this point.
Emily will contact Alex and ask them if they could come here for the party.
Mm-hmm.
She'll have a word with Delia and
ask if
her partner can be there.
Yes, of course, yes, delighted.
Okay, somebody has got fireworks right outside their window.
It's not me. It's me. Oh, okay.
It is, isn't it?
It's him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about 5 yards away, I think.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, but obviously were things to happen, she'd like Alex to be there too.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Like I say, not necessarily fighting for the same side here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the day of the party will dawn, 19th. Various nautical types in uniforms and rather sketchy looking occultists and similar will start filtering in. The event, it's an odd mix of people, but the part of the event that you're supposed to be responsible for, will actually, you're very professional. It will go smoothly, you know, people are, perhaps looking a bit too deeply into Emily's eyes at times. Robert and Frank, give me some insight rolls.
14 under 60, I think. Let me check.
Nothing special here.
Yeah, you know that thing when someone, Robert, you've encountered Freemasons and the like before.
Mm.
You know that thing where someone is trying to see if you know the secret handshake. You're getting that kind of vibe from quite a few of these people as they, you know, first encounter you.
Given that I am a bit, so I'll try and bluff it, throw in a few of the words that I heard a buffering outside the window.
Go on then. Go on then. Give me a faking being a cool occultist.
Charm. Roll.
Deception.
Oh, is it deception?
Is there a deception?
Is there a deception?
No, that's D&D.
I'm going to say charm, sure. Go for it.
Fatan. Cthulhu. Dagon.
When you're continuing to be a professional self, you're simply...
I'll just slip it from the old 44 under 77. Under 70.
You pluck a phrase from your memory of the night before and you slip it in. And, yeah, you get this, you know, robust, slightly damp handshake. And so, then I shall see you for the after ceremony, eh?
You certainly will.
Is that in the
usual?
Yes, I believe Lady Delia is going to speak in the main hall, and be most interesting to see what she has to say now that the hour is finally upon us.
Oh, at last! Hey. Finally, the hour. That one, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah,
great stuff.
Canapé. Oh yes, thank you.
Now, have we been told to clear out before then?
Oh, yeah,
Do you know the time that it's? It's just after.
Yes, perhaps. I think about half an hour after the staff have gone.
Oh yeah.
Yes, black tie. You know. We'll proceed on. So you now know there is an after party happening shortly after you're all supposed to have left the premises.
I will, Emily, Frank. I told you she was up to no good. There's something. They're having an after party. Can we?
Has Delia asked Emily already to go to it?
She was at some point, you know, buttonhole you. If you'd like to stay a little while after the event, I'm sure. I think quite a number of my guests might be very interested to speak with you.
Oh. Now, this scenario is going to end with Robert and Frank screaming in a cage with Emily laughing and saying Cthulhu Fatan ER.
It looks like it at this point, yes.
And Crispin waping up, checking his antiphone and wondering why Robert's not called him to come to them.
Yeah. So, yeah, things will, you know, you hand out food, you have a canapes, there's a couple of speeches, you know, all this kind of stuff. You don't really see what all this fuss is about. It goes off all right. And then sort of, you know, 6 o'clock thereabouts will come and you are told that, you know, everything is, the event is over and you're, perhaps you could, come and clear up tomorrow was the arrangement that was made. Come and clear up everything. Which is unusual. But that's the arrangement. But yes, they would like you all to go back to London.
Have we got any other way of getting home? Did I bring a car?
You've got the transit. You've got the van, remember?
Let's drive a bit down the road and sneak back in. What do you reckon, guys?
I want to know more of what's going on. I mean,
Emily will turn around and freely admit that she's got an invite to stay.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and this. As is Alex. I'm not quite sure why Alex.
You're right.
Yeah,
Alex is there. Black tie. You know.
Okay. Can you leave a door open?
Yeah, sure. Don't see any reason why not.
All right, well, that's the plan. We'll pack up, drive a mile down the road.
Alex hasn't really had any dreams, but Alex isn't that sort of person. Stayed, I think, is the word I'd use with you, dear. Stayed.
Stolid, yeah.
Boring. That's the plan. We'll sneak back up after the party.
The yin to my yang.
The tentacle to your pentacle.
Okay.
I quite like that, actually. I might have to use that in the future. The tentacle to your pentacle.
Yeah. You leave, you see a couple of the guests, actually, have, as you leave, you see People are starting to move some of those, you know, braziers and bottles of interesting alcohols and things into the main hall, which you have now cleared of the normal stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pretty disappear down the roads.
Go back.
Turn around.
Go back again.
Park somewhere. Come back.
I will have left the door open, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day,
yeah, that's easy enough.
You know, these guys are my mates.
Yeah.
But I'm just really intrigued as to what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, so it's very quickly turning into, you know, riotous drinking, chanting, people starting to smoke weird substances, braziers are being lit around the outside. Different but equally strange music being played.
So apart from the music, it sounds basically like a typical thrash metal gig.
Sort of, yeah. The music a bit crap. People are... There's a distinctly kind of roby kind of vibe starting to come out. Delia's kind of lording it over things from this balcony overlooking the hall. Kind of chanting a bit, and big banners are being unfurled along the sides of the hall with fishy symbols on. All these chalices are a bit tentacly. Mm-hmm. People talking about, calling up from the depths, and eschatology is being discussed.
Can I just say, don't say up from the desk, because immediately my brain is going 50 stories high, breathe fire.
You can give me I'm going to say an insight roll for you, this by Emily.
Oh, let's see what Emily can insight. She's rolled 12 under 30.
This is clearly the batshit circles. It is getting really quite weird quite quickly. It's like people have kind of thrown off this veneer. It was already weird the way these different groups of people were mingling, because, you know, the naval officers and some people were just like fishermen, apparently, and some artists and some like proper actual occultists. They're now just, you know, dancing together, and lots of ER, Cthulhu, etc. Those restraints that you spotted earlier are being attached to some walls.
I am thinking that Emily and Alex may not necessarily survive the night, but let's not worry too much about that.
Is Alex actually there?
Alex has turned up as requested. Mm-hmm. You are being offered robes.
Oh, even better. So if we've got I'm feeling robes are good. If they say where the robes are.
Yeah, there's just a heap of robes that's been.
Oh, that's good.
Provided now. Yeah.
I may just go and put a couple of robes just by the door that.
The fire exit. Yeah.
Fucking beauty.
Yeah, there's like a French window somewhere that
we've arranged, and there might just be a couple of robes nearby, very obvious for those coming in, not so obvious for those looking around.
Frank, Robert, you quietly make your way there. As you make your way, you're seeing quite a few vehicles, and indeed there's like a little, what you're pretty sure you saw before is the staff minibus, also heading out of the grounds. And as you approach, you're seeing a sort of dearth of staff. It looks like it's not only your lot that have been evicted from the premises.
Everyone's been kicked. Okay.
You see the window is there, and there's a couple of dressing gowns or something that have been placed there.
I've seen this film. I'm putting the robes on.
You slip the robes on. They do that thing where they sort of hang down just enough that no one can tell which actor is playing you.
It looks so good.
great for body doubling. You slip into the hall.
It didn't work for Bela Lugosi's. Was it his dentist in Plan 9 from Outer Space?
Oh, bless.
No, it was the director's brother-in-law.
Oh, that's
true. Who was also a dentist.
Who was a dentist, yes.
They're all dentists!
His sole concession to pretending to look like Bela Lugosi was doing that in every scene. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you slip in and, yeah, I mean, Frank, you're going immediately, yeah, this is weird ritual vibes. They're doing a weird ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And if only you could see just enough into the ultraviolet to see the word sacrifice written on the back of the robe.
Perhaps. You see now, yeah, those restraints have been attached to kind of some poles on the walls. Someone strikes that big ancient gong, which makes quite a sinister noise. And, you know, Dido's there. Bring out the sacrificers.
Hello!
Some people, you know, rub their hands and disappear off out of a back door somewhere. And she starts, you know, again, chanting and stuff and proclaiming. And, you know, you see, the day of reckoning shall come tonight. He will come. He will rise from the depths. And, do you want a weird rant?
Yes, sorry.
I've got one. Okay.
Do it.
And I saw a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea to drown the dreams of God. And I saw the holy city, Lier, rising up from the depths, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tomb of God is with men and opened for them, and he will dwell with them. And great Cthulhu himself shall be with them and be their God. They shall be free and wild and beyond good and evil, with laws and morals thrown aside. He shall teach them new ways to shout and kill and revel and be jubilant, and all the earth shall flame with a holocaust of ecstasy and freedom, for the former things are passed away.
Now, Jim, have you just done a Revelation Lovecraft mashup?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you start hearing perhaps groaning sounds as of people being dragged up from a basement somewhere.
This is heavy, dark.
Some beating of drums covered in what is probably not human skin.
Probably not.
Probably it's not very, doesn't really work for that, but it's probably goat, but you know.
Is that a tattoo? Yeah.
Everyone tattoos goats in the Chilterns, Cotswolds.
Says mum.
It doesn't disqualify. Okay, I'm going to edge closer to the front if I can.
Yeah.
I'm planning to do some sacrifice disrupting, but I don't yet know how that's going to happen.
Are there any like shiny knives or things? Maybe at the minute I'm feeling like they're just really weird LARPers or something, but I'm getting a bit
they
concerned.
Are people are in fact hauling on some big ropes which are opening windows, large windows.
Yay, go curtains. Woo!
Maybe an alertness roll.
Yay for the win. 16 under 60. I don't think I failed a roll tonight.
Those are some large sounding birds.
It's coming from outside.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, don't outside. Look, you've only got 25
Frank,
sanity.
Frank, you think you've read this. The guests, you know, half a dozen guests return dragging weapons. Several people with them.
Actual people. Actual human people.
Yeah.
Do we know any of them and do we like them?
People.
Are they play acting? Like, am I getting the impression, oh, they're just going along with it, what fun? Or, holy shit, this is actually a thing.
It's feeling probably fairly serious at this point.
I will catch Emily and Frank's eye in a kind of what the fuck are we going to do kind of way.
you're sure about Emily, this, Emily? It looks a bit, you know.
I feel it.
Looks a bit
serious.
Yeah, not sure I agree with the sacrifice bit.
Is that a gong?
No, that's some manacles. People are chained up to these posts.
And what they guns used, they still did I bring? Elect- what they guns still did use I bring, Shin? Remind me.
No, forget that. They still use an electric light at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Were there to not be any electrics in the building, do we think that this would be a bad thing or a good thing or just a thing?
It would be a thing.
It would be a surprise thing.
They're also playing weird music over the sound system that you set up.
In which case, then, I think, yeah.
And it's amplifying these drums and gongs quite well.
I'm going to sharpen my volovons.
Emily will grab Alex,
mm-hmm.
go over to a couple of places, and will plug in a few things, give him something insulated to switch the switches on. No. Long sticks. As long as she can find. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've got some really long wooden things to do the tall curtains.
Something like that. And she will basically give a countdown to whoever's around, basically, because in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there will be quite a loud bang.
Bang!
There will be quite a loud bang from several different places in the throughout the whole thing. There may be a few small fires in the walls.
Possibly.
If you're really lucky, a bit of ball lightning.
There's the exciting flashes.
Yeah. Ball lightning?
Bangs. Yes.
Oh, you can, yeah, if you trust me, yeah, you can do ball lightning. There's a place in, there's a national lightning place. They can actually produce it on demand.
But can it be? Is it a natural occurrence or is it a man-made?
No, it's natural. They know how it. Yeah.
You need the right atmospheric humidity and various other things, but it certainly. And one of the classic fuse box failure modes is here is a bunch of little blue balls.
I'm going to leap forward and free one of the prisoners as best I can.
They're kind of, you know, fairly primitive, shackly things. You start wrestling these shackles off.
Yeah.
Frank, what are you doing?
With the awesome power of the waiter's friend.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell this is not a character I'm just playing myself because it's only got a waiter's friend, not a Leatherman.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting ropes, trying to break thin bits of metal, kind of thing.
Yeah, you basically pry open these antique manacles.
I'm Robert Bugle. I'm here to rescue you.
What month is it?
At least be fucking aware when I'm doing my rescue mission. Come on.
Yeah, they are stupefied and clearly drugged with something.
Just throw this barrow a turn, it'll all be fine.
Yeah. Just yelling everywhere, people running around. You think some people may be fighting each other. There's this big flapping noise now from... Ooh, is that the windowsill?
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking.
Emily's
not looking.
It's dark. You can only see outlines.
I'm starting to feel
there's braziers, obviously.
Whoever I've got loose at this point, I might start dragging away before people mm-hmm. start getting pecked.
Yeah. You do so.
Not the giant budgies.
Yeah. Lady Delia is shrieking from it. No!
They're spoiling the sacrifice!
I don't suppose there's any windows just behind her, are there?
She is standing on a balcony. There's a reason I put that there.
Mm.
I mean, it would be rude for her not to take part in the festivities.
I've got this big pole.
Alex, now is not the time.
Alex, go and stick that pole in that slot up there. No, not her, the one next to her.
Give me a pushing people off balconies roll.
Oh, let's say, what's my,
you can have advantage, because, you know,
I'm going to say that Alex is...
She is outlit, obviously.
Alex isn't going to have any less athletics than I've got, and I've got... No. I'm really athletic. However, 98 is not the role I was looking for.
She's going to spin round and take a swipe at Alex with a weird dagger, but she misses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Alex is now fighting Delia Faircourt.
Uh-huh.
You can see the struggle... you know, braziers on all sides, things being knocked over.
Okay.
Flaming braziers crash from the balcony, cascade onto the floor, set fire to the fancy robes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now I am thinking she's wearing a very nice robe, and those robes do look like they're about to go up. So I am thinking that basically I might just get my little gas lighter out of my pocket. And it would be rude of me not to basically just set her on fire, wouldn't it?
Give me a roll.
Athletics again, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you fling a lighter at someone.
Well, no, it's so this is one of these, you know, the ones you can use to basically do spot welding and and cut through and a cutting.
Yeah, but I think like if you're...
you haven't got one in within arm reach. Roger.
The nearest one is the one I use for lighting my pipe, which is downstairs.
Yes, exactly. That's my point. They actually are very good for doing that sort of thing. 29 under 70. There we are.
Yeah. You
can lock them on is possibly the key point here.
Yes. Yeah.
You pull out the tool bag, lock on, you hurl it, and you know, while Alex kind of got a pressed up between two of these things with the pole, It lands, it runs down the back of this very fancy, heavily embroidered and not fire-secured robe.
She's probably still using polyester. It is the 90s, after all.
Yeah, it'll be polyester, you know. She will shriek and balance tottering on the edge of this balcony and then plunge horribly in flames and crash onto the centre of this long table.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a silence because weird bird things have come through the window and started eating people. But she's not shrieking anymore.
Uh-huh.
You have rescued sacrifices.
Run away.
The door is that way.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that I've kind of outstayed... I mean, you know, I really like the girl, but I'm kind of feeling that I've outstayed me welcome a bit. Time to do a run.
Good plan.
Yeah, you missed me setting her Delia on fire.
Oh, good job! I thought you were going to kick her off the balcony.
No, well, she fell off the balcony when she was on fire.
She fell off the balcony because I didn't actually want to get too close. So basically, what I did was I just got a lighter and threw it at her.
Okay, fair enough.
So I believe you're all now pegging it out of the house with sacrifices in tow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Have we set fire to the house?
It's kind of... there were a lot of flaming braziers in there before people started running around and fighting weird bird monsters.
Technically, we didn't do it because that implies an intentional act.
Mm-hmm. The house
with
has
the
gone on fire.
Emily, you guys haven't intentionally set the house on fire.
We haven't actually done anything wrong.
Emily has pushed quite a lot of electricity through a very old electrical system that she knew had no insulation at the moment.
But that's at worst a professional oversight.
That's a workplace.
Actually, to be fair, under the IEEE regs, be number 2, number 3 from back then. Actually, it might even not be IEEE back then in the 90s.
Were the days when you were allowed to wire a plug yourself.
Well, you can still wire a plug yourself. You just have to get it checked by an electrician then.
Okay.
Anyway, you escape the house. You cram drugged sacrifices into your transit and presumably drive off.
Yeah.
If there are other large vehicles that we could use, we'll borrow one, but yeah.
Yeah, all these people have turned up in fancy cars and are probably no longer in need of them.
To be fair, there's a lot of room in the transit at the moment because all of my kit is back there, basically being gently burning.
What a shame. You'll have to claim on the insurance and get all new kit.
Indeed, again. Your Honour.
This is the third time your entire equipment set has gone on fire.
Yeah.
Miss episode.
You escape!
It only happens every 3 to 4 years, just as a new set of stuff comes on the market.
Mm. You escape and drive off into the night. And you will find, when you check the papers the next morning, you'll find not only has there been this, on page 12 or something, there's been this unfortunate series of accidents at a party somewhere over in the Cotswolds, but more importantly, that there's been an enormous fire at Windsor Castle, and several, over 100 rooms have been destroyed.
That sounds familiar.
It was definitely a fire. Everyone who's saying anything about it is very adamant that it was definitely caused by a fire.
Caused by a fire, and the fact that there actually are quite a large number of soldiers who have some very interesting wounds on them was obviously caused by firefighting.
It's firefighting injuries. Definitely.
Yeah.
Got trampled on by this fire. Bitten in half by a fire. Yeah. Tragic.
Sucker marks from the fire.
Yeah. The apparent visions of towering figures reaching down to devour parts of the house were simply an illusion caused by all that fog, which has now started fading away.
And obviously some of the more esoteric things that were unfortunately hanging on the walls.
Yeah. Tragic.
Yeah.
That was Crown Green.
Hey,
I really like that, Jim. That was brilliant.
I will send it to you and you can tell me how to fix it.
I think the scenario is brilliant. It just needs different characters, I think.
Yeah.
Different investigators. The one that hit the perfect spot for me was the one, the Will-O-The-Wisp one. Because I get you could argue it was Delta Green-like background, but we didn't play it like any other Delta Green game I played. Which has been, what guns should we use? It was proper, we have reason to investigate this thing, even though it doesn't seem that weird, we're going to keep digging until it gets weirder and weirder. And I think you need that kind of character.
I tell you what you could almost do with this, that we've all, so we had all had some form of supernatural thing happen to us. We're just at the beginnings of things like bulletin boards, we're just at the beginning of, sort of use groups and so on and so forth. We could have all been in the same group.
Informal Delta Green.
Which is why we started working for this company. And we started working for this company, it may be even just to go onto the boat because we'd heard some rumour or something that there was going to be something involving there.
Yeah.
And it could be that Robert actually was the person who was actually part of the company. Maybe Emily as well, but those two. But you could bring Frank in and you could bring Crispin in as hired help.
I spent slightly
I've got some ideas about how it might go together, but I want to go away and think about that.
If the hook's too strong, we'll dig at it too much early. I don't know.
I will send you what I've got.
The idea is fantastic.
Yeah, and it was really good, and it was really nice, and there were a whole load of little things that were a bit almost like what was happening with you, Nick, when we were playing Masks and the stuff that was happening, say, in China, because there were actually things that were happening in Shanghai at that time and so on and so forth, that you, I'm not sure whether it was you bringing them in or whether it was Masks bringing them in, but that worked.
It was me, actually. It's not I just looked what was happening in Masks in China at that time, and it's not the Masks companion helped, but not as much as I thought it would. But in a way, I find it easier to suspend my disbelief of these characters would do that in a 20 setting. When it's like modern day, I'm too aware of what how self-centered actual people are.
So especially say Rabbit's Foot will still, in his heart of hearts, believe that he has divine, he has divine sort of responsibility to those around him because he is one of the earls of the, he's one of the, he is literally a knight of the realm.
Mm.
Yes, but also because literally all his friends died.
Yeah, yes. the trauma of going through the war.
You can explain a lot of people doing things which are odd and superstitious and extremely reckless because you're like, well, why wouldn't I? And maybe I'm going into certain death. Well, what's new?
Yeah.
And all this kind of stuff.
That's my only problem with the scenario is that if you role play the character,
They needed a bit more.
There's always a tension between role playing and mystery solving, but it was a bit too much in that one.
So, for what it's worth, the core of what is going on is Faircut's got this clue cult. She has arranged for a copy of this statue to be given to the Queen. Clue is coming to get it.
Yep.
So their party is actually just a big celebration that you were at.
Yeah.
Clue is coming up the Thames to... there's all this fog. Clue is slowly approaching and Clue is going to pop up at Windsor Castle, get the idol back and destroy Windsor Castle.
Uh-huh.
It's basically it.
The downside with that is that there will be people in Windsor Castle or around the Queen who, A, probably can read the signs and, B, actually can do something about it.
Yeah, I wonder if there would be. She would have some esoteric sorcerer, some old...
I wasn't assuming that. I was just going, why would they know anything about it?
Yeah, okay.
Don't know. The royal family are batshit crazy. I mean, let's be honest about it.
That's true.
The question is, is the particular crazy they have the actual right crazy to deal with this? Yeah. And the answer is quite possibly not.
So one thing you can...
The royal protector of the dark gods or something.
Except the law he has says you treat it as a crumpet and butter it.
I like the idea that there's some crazy old guy who's still on the payroll, nobody knows why, and he's telling everyone. Anyway, that's a separate thing.
But yeah, basically... Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Shim.
Thank you. Yeah. You can go and steal back the monoliths and put them round Windsor Castle. That was roughly what I was going for, but I think there's too much else going on, really, for that to...
We definitely didn't get the Windsor Castle connection.
Well, we knew the Queen had had the thing.
We knew the Queen had had that, but that was like, there was somebody...
6 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, somebody with two dogs.
I don't mind this. This stuff where you miss a big part of what's going on, that's largely... that's my general experience.
Yeah, but this is the kind of stuff that I need to... Anyway, I will send you the scenario and...
Yeah, if you want to do it as a... So there's two different levels of thing. I think the way we ended up doing it, I think, has been brilliant as a scenario that people could play. The way you started doing it, where this is going to be something I'm going to run at a con... It is way, way, way too... You have too many options.
Yeah, yes. it's too open-ended.
I hate to say it, and I really don't like the word railroad, but it does need an awful lot more train tracks.
Open my eyes a little bit. When I went to that D&D session with Elliot, 2 hours long, they had the whole session was one fight with three goblins. But you really can do a lot less in a single session than you think you can.
Oh, yeah.
So,
basically, I'll throw it at you. I mean, honestly, suggestions for either version is great. Maybe I'll even do both versions.
I think you could take them. And in fact, actually, it might be quite nice to take the same base concept. This is the con version. This is the
play it as a group version.
Mm.
And the two kind of almost work in two separate ways.
Yeah.
I think having 3 days, like what you're going to do on this day for a week, is too much for a con game. Anyway,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll have.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm keeping you all up late. Yeah. But thank you very much.
I'm up late, whatever.
Thank you for playing.
Yeah. I'm not.
Get some sleep, Roger.
Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you, Shem. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Bye.